This is Up to Date on KCUR 89.3. I'm Steve Kraske. The Kansas City chapter of the organization Full Circle is taking on a deeply important task, helping drug-addicted youth in our area become sober and stay sober. Joining me now to talk about this is Max Muller. He's a coordinator over at Full Circle. Max, welcome to Up to Date. So good to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
First of all, Max, tell us what Full Circle is and how this organization originally got started.
For sure. So, Full Circle, we are a 12-step-based enthusiastic recovery program. So we're very comparable to AA, just kind of designed for youth. So the enthusiastic approach that we take is basically fun, love, enthusiasm, like a whole bunch of teenagers, young people jumping around, having a ton of fun, right? And then over time, you know, the fun and attractiveness that we can kind of create with recovery kind of seeps into the 12 steps and working a program and getting sober long-term. So what Full Circle is we offer something basically called a 90. So we're not a treatment center, and we don't pretend to be a treatment center, nothing like that, right? Kind of the new trend today is alternative peer support groups. So we're basically, we have about 40 kids in our program right now. And of those 40 kids, the vast majority of them have a pretty significant time sober. So what we've found over time is that kids will be sent to a treatment center in Minnesota or, you know, LA or wherever, right? And they'll come back to Kansas City or, you know, their home, wherever that is. And they'll go right back to the same group of friends, the same high school, the same, you know, environment they were in before, right? And it's like, you know, I know that I'm a recovering addict myself, so I've been in recovery. I have about 5 years sober, and you know, the multiple tries that I had at recovery prior to getting sober this time, you know, I'd go to rehab and then I'd get back, and my friends would be like, "Oh, you're back! Let's celebrate. Here's some beer," you know, and now it's, we kind of basically help them find a new group of friends. They say in recovery, the only thing you have to change is everything. And that starts with the environment that you're in. So, what we provide is a 90-day commitment, which ultimately is peer support meetings on Monday and Thursday evenings. And then on the weekends we do sober social functions, and those are just functions to create some fun. You know, that's the alternative. That's the time that kids go out and get high. So,
you know, how much demand is there for services at Full Circle? In other words, how much problem with drug addicted youth are you seeing out there in our neck of the woods?
It's all over, right? It's the demand is very high. And I mean, really, Full Circle, we're a free program to the community, right? And so, it's just a matter of, I would say, you know, the vast majority of households in the city, know people or have people directly in their family that could use something like Full Circle.
You're a free service. How do you fund yourself?
We do fundraising. So we do, we have four chapters around the country, right? So, we obviously get help from other chapters around the country, but we are self-supportive through fundraising, and we actually have a fundraiser coming up here.
4 o'clock, October 30th at Top Golf in Overland Park. To register, go to teeupforrecovery.org.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's how you fund yourself then.
Yep.
This notion of enthusiastic sobriety that you're talking about, explain a little bit more to that to me. What's the idea behind that?
Well, you know, whenever I was getting sober, and I got sober a little bit older than a lot of the kids in our program, but you know, I always thought it was a whole bunch of old men sitting around in a circle, you know what I mean? Which is just was not attractive to me at all, either that or a hospital setting, right? And so ultimately the enthusiastic approach, the enthusiastic recovery that we take is about the fun, the love, the enthusiasm.
It's got to be some place that teens want to go to.
Right. Something better and more fun than getting high, right? That's ultimately what we try to provide.
How long you been in Kansas City?
I was actually born in St. Louis, but I grew up the vast majority of my life in Kansas City, but I got sober in St. Louis.
How long has the program been in Kansas City?
7 years. It started in 2015. Full Circle has been around for about 12 years, but the Kansas City chapter opened about seven years ago.
You said one of the big goals of your organization, Max, is to help young people achieve long-term sobriety.
Right.
What are some of the things you do to make sure that happens? Because long-term is very different than short-term.
Right. And so that's kind of like built into the design of our program, right? So we have that 90-day commitment for the first 90 days, you know, weekly counseling appointments, things like that. But after that, they kind of transition into our support group, which exists to basically help young people coming into our program get sober, right? And so over time, what happens is the program really is 2 to 2.5 years. So they can be a part of what we're doing for 2 to 2.5 years. And at that point, we help them transition into Alcoholics Anonymous or whatever anonymous they need to go to.
And you're saying it's similar to your standard 12-step program that you might see in other addiction support groups, right?
Yes. Yep.
Because that method has proven so successful over so many decades now. Yeah. Does it cost anything for people to use your services?
No, our program is completely free. I guess the only there's a minor cost for the weekend functions that just helps us cover our costs for the events. But, you know, most weekends are under $20.
Yeah. How many people are going through the program at Full Circle at any given time? You said you have 40 now. Does it increase it? Is it expand and contract over time?
Right. Well, we're kind of in the process of pretty rapid growth. Nationwide, we have about 350 kids in our program. In Kansas City, we have about 40 that has been averaging between like 40 and 50 on any given time. But, you know, obviously the long-term goal is like our program in Denver has 170 kids and they partner with a sober school in Denver. So there's going to be a school opening up here in Kansas City, you know, down the road here in the next couple of years. And so, you know, our kind of long-term goal is to be, you know, that size.
You know, I'm guessing there are families out there who don't know about Full Circle and probably wish they did, who are struggling with a teen. They don't know where to turn for help.
Yeah.
And we see this pretty often, I imagine.
Yeah. I mean, that's pretty much every family ever that I've met with kind of struggles with that. It's like, one, there's like the stigma behind it. They don't want to be that family. All, you know, so they don't. And then it's just like, where do we turn? What are the resources? You know, a simple Google. It's tough to find where the good treatment is, you know, in Kansas City, the good support groups, you know, all that stuff. So, you know, part of my job is, you know, because we are just a support group. Sometimes kids need treatment who come into our program, right? So I play more case manager and help them find good treatment in the area. So.
What distinguishes somebody who can who needs that extra layer of support?
Right. So we have a criteria when they come in of what we try to accomplish in the 90-day commitment. So it's just, you know, what I can run through them. But it's just a criteria that we try to meet. And so if kids have a tough time staying sober, you know, in our support group, so they're not staying sober, if they are, you know, basically running to any unhealthy coping mechanisms, you know, kind of once you remove drugs and alcohol from the picture, right, you know, a lot of these other, you know, presenting issues kind of, you know, pop up. And so if ultimately it's determined that what we do isn't enough for them, then I will refer them to a treatment center.
You say, Max, that family involvement in any recovery is imperative.
Yeah.
Why do you believe that's the case?
I mean, it just statistically, our program has seen that if their family is involved in our program, their chances of staying sober long term goes up drastically, right? Because, you know, when I'm meeting with the family, I'm meeting with the kid, right? The family, me, we put our brains together, make sure that they're getting their needs are getting met on a properly. I guess their needs are getting met properly. But also helping hold them accountable, right? You know, them being invested in the recovery. The kids do see that and they do notice it and they see if their parents are coming to the family meetings that we provide. And so there's just more of a vested stake in the recovery process.
What happens at a family meeting?
It's just a 12-step based meeting, right? So if parents are working family programs, right, it's also the 12 steps, but just the unmanageability in their life is their kids' use, right? And so it's almost identical process, just centered around their kids getting sober.
You know, something that strikes me as so interesting about Full Circle, and you've mentioned this, Max, is that all the staff has been through addiction recovery themselves.
Yep.
How important is that for people running these programs to be able to relate to what the kids are going through at that level?
Yeah, I mean, that's a great question. So for me, you know, I have met with therapists and counselors and everything, and I just knew that whenever I walked into those doors and there were people that could just relate to me on a different level, I knew they heard me, I knew they understood me, I knew they knew what I was going through, right? And so that's kind of the ability that we have, is just kind of meeting them where they're at and having them understand that, you listen, we've been through it, I know what you're feeling right now, I know what you're going through, right? I know that no one hears you, I know that no one understands. Well, I understand and I'm here to help, so.
You know, your sister organization is the Crossroads Program. Tell us about the relationship your organization has with them and how you work together to help people get sober.
For sure. So, yeah, we work very closely with the Crossroads Program. The Crossroads Program is actually where I got sober. I got sober in the Crossroads program in Kansas City and then couldn't do it in Kansas City, so I went out to St. Louis. But, yeah, we work very closely together. I refer a lot of kids from our program to their treatment. They're very, very effective at what they do. And then we do a lot of functions together. Yesterday, for example, we did a little event over at a park where we did a Labor Day event, and all the families from our program, all the families from their program, we all went and had a big grill out, and it was a ton of fun. But we do every Saturday function together. I'm a volunteer over there, so I sit in on their staffing and I help them with their treatment process and all that. So,
can you tell us a little more about your own journey, Max, where you've been and how you got to where you are today?
For sure. I was the guy that, I grew up with pretty much every opportunity in Kansas City in high school, and I graduated, with high honors from my high school, and then, kind of went to college, and kind of things started spiraling downhill for me after that. And, over time, it went from, drinking pretty consistently, and that spiraled pretty fast into, trying other types of, mind altering substances, ultimately culminating in opiates. I was in and out of recovery from the age of 26 until about 29, and it just didn't stick. I was just really unwilling to do what it took in order to get sober, until finally I hit enough of a bottom and, was willing to go to any lengths to get sober, and, was sent out to St. Louis. And, the second that I really decided to surrender, and that's just a concept of our program, and, really turned my will over the care of God as I understand him. And that's when things started to change for me.
Why did you decide to surrender?
That's a good question. I think my favorite acronym for God is gift of desperation, right? I had, problems in every area of my life. I could have problems in, right? I was facing legal problems. At that point, my family, while they've been supportive my entire life, they were pretty much done with everything that I had going on. I was about to get evicted from my apartment. I couldn't stop putting mind-changing chemicals into my body, even if I wanted to. And I did want to for a very long time. There were problems in every area of my life. And, finally I hit up a spot where it's like, I'm done. I made a call and things just started changing.
Who did you call?
David Roberts. He's actually my sponsor today, and he's the director of the Crossroads program. And, when I left the Crossroads program the first time in Kansas City, I had about a 7-month period that was by far and away the worst 7 months of my life. And, I made the call to David Roberts, and he just started laughing, and it was the first time I had felt relief in 7 months. And I was like, I know where I need to be and what I need to do.
Why was he laughing?
Just because of everything that we had been through, but it was not like an at me thing, but it was just like a laugh of like, dude, thank God you're back. I love you. Type laugh.
And that's what it took.
That's what it took.
How are things today with your family? How are things with your life in general?
I've basically made recovery my life. It's basically like, if it's not broke, don't fix it. So I love what I do. I love what I'm doing on a consistent basis. I really wouldn't be doing anything else. My relationship with my family is great. It was a process, right? I did a lot of very, very bad things to my family. And so I'm very, very grateful today that they, stuck with me through the entire process. So, we try to have family dinner every Sunday. I can very confidently say that our relationship is great today. So,
which is something of a miracle, I take it.
Absolutely. Yes.
Yeah. How healthy of an organization is Full Circle these days, Max?
Yeah, it's so I took over the program about 2 years ago, and when I took over, we were out of a little church off of 85th and Warnell, and since then we have our own facility. We've grown staff wise, so we just got another staff member recently. So there's 3 full-time staff, and then we have an intern that works for us over there too. So the growth of the program has been pretty astronomical over the last couple of years, and so really it's just about getting our name out there. And if you're really struggling, you can reach out to me. Either my email address, you can call me.
Give it to us.
My email address is maxmuller@fullcircleprogram.com. That's maxmuller@fullcircleprogram.com. You can also reach out to me via text, or you can call me, and that's 816-651-2126.
816-651-2126.
Yep.
I'm really struck by this idea, and we talked a little bit about it earlier, this idea that families who are encountering difficult behavior with a young one, a teenager. They're getting involved in drugs, they're getting involved in alcohol, they're maybe having some mental health struggles. There is that pivot point where so often in our community, families don't know where to go.
Yep.
And what you're saying is Full Circle is there. There are other organizations too.
Yep.
There is help out there. How can a family begin to sort out what's the right place for their son or daughter as a place to go?
Right. Ultimately, it's getting in front of someone, you know, someone who's trained and understands, you know, kind of what's going on and sees what to spot, you know, because, you know, I know me personally, I took a lot of pride in making it look like everything was okay, right? But what was going on internally did not match what was going on externally, right? So if there's some of those red flags popping up, if you're, you know, catching them, you know, smoking weed or any of that stuff at a young age, you know, just get in front of someone and have them help guide you. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I should point out again, Full Circle holding this fundraiser to benefit young people with mental health and substance abuse challenges, 4 o'clock, October 30th at Top Golf in Overland Park. To register, teeupforrecovery.org. Why Top Golf? Why was that chosen as the place to do this fundraiser?
You know, well, one, a couple of the other programs do it across the country that has been effective and successful. But, you know, the gentleman who ran our program before me ran a couple of Top Golf events. So he kind of already had the groundwork and the layout. And so it's just something we kind of picked up and started running with.
Well, just for the record, I have a lot of respect for what you guys do at Full Circle. I have a lot of respect for anybody who's recovering from addiction. I know what a journey that is and how challenging that can be. Max, appreciate what you do.
Yep, thank you so much.
Max Muller, coordinator over at Full Circle. His phone number, 816-651-2126, right, Max?
Yep.
Okay. Up to Date is a production of KCUR 89.3. Our theme music was composed by the great Bobby Watson. The program is produced by Danny Alexander, Zach Wilson, Elizabeth Ruiz, and Reginald David. Our engineer is Paul Nakatura. I'm Steve Kraske. Thanks for listening.